John Samuel moved to the Weald as a child in 1945. Enjoy his memories of life in the village from the 1940s up to the present. This interview was recorded for the Brentwood and District Talking newspaper in 2014.
And my mother used to work in a cafe in Romford, and the owner of the cafe took a shine to my mother and said, "Look, would you like to come and cook for me at our house in Brentwood?" So she said, "Well, I have to ask my husband, he's just coming out of the army, end of the war." "Right," he said, "how would you like to be one of my gardeners?" So that was it. 10 acres, moat house, as it was then, now Merry Green Manor. And we used to come up from Romford on the 86 bus to Vicarage Lane, and we would walk around. And by the old school, which is now gone, which was almost opposite the church, there's a high path, and it's known as the high path. And if you look down from there, you can see the old school lying there. And Mother said to us, "How would you like to go to that school?" "What? A pokey little thing like that? We've come from a big school in Romford. It's got an apple tree and a swing in the playground. You know, that's not for us." Dad said, "You're starting there Tuesday." And that was the first we knew we were moving. And I loved every minute of that school. I loved it. We lived in the cottage next to Moat House. There was a five-barred gate from Brook Street to our house. A drive, big drive, courtyard, barns. The building is there now, but it's been much extended. As you look at Merry Green Manor, it's on the left-hand side. And if you look at the car park now, that used to be hidden by a six-foot fence. And in the springtime, it's full of crocuses and daffodils, all lawn. And a big horse chestnut tree, I remember well.
One thing I remember about Southwold, of course, is the Flower Festival, which went on, and still does, I understand, every year.
Yes. I think it started around about 1948. It was known as the Flower Festival. Then it became the Patronal Festival, which was always held in around about St. Peter's Day, which is the 29th of June. The school is very much involved now. We have a big fete on the Saturday in the school grounds, which is now in Wigley Bush Lane. And the money that we make out of it is divided between the school and the church. Whether I'll ever be buried here, I don't know, because the cemetery is getting quite full. And I intend going on till I'm 100. Much upset a lot of people, that has.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.